It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and web comments. The number of people without jobs jumped last month, and we heard from many of you recently laid off. We also heard from several employers, including Marty Henry, who emailed from St. Louis, "I can't understand where these people are. I have a small company and need to hire two new people, one project manager and one administrative assistant. We've advertised for months for these positions and have had a few applications, but none directly focused on our jobs. I would hire tomorrow if a qualified person showed up." And this from former job seeker Robert Garmong in Denver. "With a PhD and 15 years of university-level teaching, I lost my job when the college shut down. I spent 7 months looking for a professorship, and I finally found it. Next semester, I will be teaching philosophy in Dalian, China." The brutal economy is also hitting close to home in the news business. The Tribune Company filed for bankruptcy. The Christian Science Monitor announced it will publish on the web only. NPR announced layoffs last week. Today, the Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News said they will cut home delivery to 3 days a week and focus on their digital audience. Last week, we looked at where we might be getting our news in 2012. For Jeremiah Johnson in Tucson, it will likely be online. "I'm one of the younger generation who is interested in and follows the news closely, but I have not bought a newspaper or watched cable news in years. I don't view the national news media as having a lock on the facts. I'd just as soon take my chances on the web, where it costs me nothing to visit a variety of pages and collect a variety of views on the news of the day." Another listener argues that the battle for younger readers may not be lost yet. "Young people are attracted to ideas, not just the internet. We've seen with the current political temperature that it's not that hard to reach us. If nothing else, I would think that the current economic crisis would teach us that technology and those things associated with the virtual world are not always the best way to go. I think youth could be a very valuable asset of the printed press. They just have to speak to us from the newsstands." That email from Larissa in Overland Park, Kansas. And finally, we talked about the approach of the winter solstice, which arrives this Sunday, and our long dark nights. Heather Best, who lives in Fairbanks, Alaska, reminds us it could be a lot worse. "We in Fairbanks have trouble sympathizing with the winter sufferings of lower 48ers or even Anchorageites. We went under 4 hours of daylight yesterday, so the solstice is reason to celebrate. Daylight begins its slow return. A small group of cyclists has a longest night ride to commemorate the turning of our light fortunes. A moon or an auroral display can easily brighten the longest night." As always, if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. You can also leave your comments at our website. Just go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, Enrique Rivera, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Beth Novi produces our web content. Gwen Uten directs the program. Our associate producer is Sarah Handel. Drew Reynolds is our technical director, and he gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Richard L. Harris is NPR's director of afternoon programming. Finally, today, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Robert Dodd, our colleague for many years here at NPR. He died unexpectedly last week at the age of 57. Robert served for 18 years as NPR's quartermaster. He provided logistical support to our engineers, reporters, and producers across the United States and around the world. Without fail, Robert ended every conversation with us with the same phrase, "Whatever you need." He was a valued colleague and a good friend. He'll be greatly missed. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.